You're listening to CRI News. I'm Alex McNabb. Earthquakes continue to rattle China's northwest. The latest is a 4.5 magnitude earthquake, which hit early this morning in Gansu. That followed a 5.1 magnitude earthquake, which hit the same area just 12 hours previous. Those two quakes come less than a day after a quake measuring 5.5 hit along the border among Gansu, Sichuan and Shaanxi. That followed a larger, more devastating 6.0 magnitude earthquake which hit Xinjiang's northwest border with Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. While no fatalities have been reported from the quake in Xinjiang, it was strong enough to topple some 800 homes. Around 4,000 people have been forced to evacuate following the quake in Xinjiang. The death toll from a massive explosion in Guizhou now stands at 7, with at least 25 others in critical condition, following a massive explosion in the city of Fujian. Two trucks loaded with explosives blew up in front of a vehicle testing station in the city, which is about 100 kilometers east of Guizhou's capital of Guiyang. The blast destroyed a number of nearby cars and also did considerable damage to a nearby apartment block. An estimated 200 people have been hurt in the blast. Searchers in Henan have now given up hope of finding anyone alive following last week's coal mine explosion in Jiaozuo. The blast ripped through the mine 6 days ago, trapping the miners underground. Managers at the state-run mine are being blamed for not doing enough to prevent the gas build-up which led to the blast. Investigations into the blast are now continuing. Chinese President Hu Jintao has continued his state visit to Austria and toured Mozart's residence in Salzburg and a farm outside the city. During the visit to the birthplace of 18th century composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Hu Jintao says art can serve as a bridge for communication and a messenger of friendship between different people. He also expressed the hope that China and Austria could strengthen cultural exchanges. The Secretary General of the Arab League, Nabil Al-Arabi, says that the regional bloc will play a vital role in Libya's reconstruction. He's made the comments following a meeting with the outgoing head of Libya's National Transitional Council, Abdel Jalil. The Arab League is planning to send a delegation to Libya after the end of Ramadan. At the same time, South African President Jacob Zuma is again expressing his concerns over Libya's future. Zuma says the killing of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi creates an uneasy feeling in Libya. Members of the Israeli cabinet are now threatening to demand an all-out assault on Hamas in Gaza. It follows days of rocket attacks and counter-attacks in southern Gaza. A number of members of Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet are now set to call for an emergency meeting to discuss a large-scale operation. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman is on record as saying that Hamas must be toppled. A series of rocket attacks from southern Gaza since the weekend, followed by reprisal attacks by the Israeli Air Force, has left close to a dozen people dead, despite attempts by the Egyptian authorities to broker a truce. Government officials, UN organisations and the industry have gathered in London to try to set an agenda for international rules surrounding the internet. At the opening of the London Conference on Cyberspace, British Prime Minister David Cameron has called for international cooperation on the cybercrime and international laws online. Two follow-on conferences will be hosted by Hungary and South Korea in the coming 2 years. Praise is now starting to flow towards the captain and crew of an intercontinental flight which had to make an emergency landing at the main airport in Warsaw, Poland, without its landing gear. The flight from New Jersey was forced to make the crash landing after an electrical failure didn't allow the landing gear down. After circling the Frédéric Chopin airport for some 30 minutes to dump fuel, the Polish Airlines plane made what is being described as a textbook belly landing. None of the 230 people on board were hurt. The latest connotation of Apple's iPhone, the iPhone 4S, is now set to hit the shelves in a couple of days in Hong Kong. Apple has announced that the iPhone 4S is going to be on sale in Hong Kong on Friday. The phone is also going on sale in South Korea, as well as 13 other countries on Friday as well. The iPhone 4S, essentially a hardware-upgraded version of the iPhone 4, is already coming under fire. Many of its owners have been complaining that the battery life is not up to its expectations. Apple is reportedly investigating. For CRI News, I'm Alex McNabb.